Hello to all the travel enthusiasts out there. I'm thrilled to join Village Media as your new travel expert. My journey into the world of travel is a tapestry of experiences, woven from my early years in the UK, growing up in a family deeply rooted in travel and hospitality. My childhood was an adventure in itself. I spent 4 magical years in Cyprus while my dad served in the Air Force. Those years were filled with explorations of the mountains, quaint villages, ancient castles, and historical monuments. It was an enchanting time until the outbreak of war in 1974, which led to our evacuation, a poignant reminder of how quickly life can change. My passion for travel has taken me across continents. Traveled to over 100 countries, it is hard to pick a favorite. I've lived in Asia, Germany, Cyprus, UK, Ireland, and Canada. Each place adding a unique thread to my life story. In 2005, amidst personal challenges following the untimely death of my husband, I embarked on a bold venture. With 2 young children in diapers and 2 teenagers by my side, I started my travel business from an unfinished basement in Newmarket, Canada. It's been an incredible journey since then. My dedication and love for travel have been recognized with many awards, including 3 prestigious International Magellan Awards. I've also had the privilege of sharing my insights and experiences regularly on several national TV shows, including Cityline, Breakfast Television, and CTV Your Morning, and more recently the Fox Network in USA. The travel industry faced significant challenges during the pandemic, but as Winston Churchill wisely pointed out, never let a good crisis go to waste. This philosophy has reshaped my travel business in a way that perfectly aligns with my life today. Amidst the pandemic, we had the unique chance to visit Ireland on a press trip, delving into the beauty of the country and tracing the origins of Halloween. This journey was transformative. We were captivated by the warmth of the Irish people, the enchanting landscapes, and yes, even the unpredictable weather didn't dampen our spirits. Inspired by this experience, we embarked on a new adventure in rural County Clare, purchasing and currently slowly renovating 5 neglected, overgrown, rural cottages. We aptly named them Lemonade Cottages, a nod to the saying, "When life gives you lemons, make lemonade." These cottages are a labor of love, symbolizing resilience and the ability to find beauty in the most unexpected places. When we are in Ireland, our downtime is filled with exploration and adventure, as we traverse every corner of this fascinating and stunningly beautiful country. The poster child for a place that will never need Photoshop. For those interested in experiencing a slice of this journey, the Lemonade Cottages are available for booking our website, lemonadecottages.com. We invite you to join us and discover the magic of Ireland for yourself. We may even show you around personally. Life post-pandemic has brought a new rhythm to my existence. I've dialed back a bit from the relentless pace, dedicating more time to research the latest trends, safest destinations, and the most exciting places to recommend to my clients, who share my deep love for travel. Alongside my incredible partner Keith, who is always close by, we lead small groups of enthusiastic travelers to some of our most beloved destinations. Our travel style is a bit unconventional. For example, take our upcoming trip to one of my favorite destinations, Africa, this summer. This adventure includes the breathtaking wine regions of South Africa, visiting penguins at Boulder's Beach, staying in Nelson Mandela's former presidential home in Johannesburg, and not one, but 2 unique safari experiences, one on a luxurious 5-star train parked on an abandoned bridge, and another in a luxury eco-friendly, pop-up tented camp, glamping, at its finest. We'll cap off this African adventure with a relaxing beach stay in Mauritius. It promises to be an extraordinary experience. Later in the year, I'm excited to take a small group back to Asia, where I lived in my 30s. We'll explore why I love Hong Kong through my lens, savor some of the world's finest cuisine, and then embark on a celebrity cruise around Southeast Asia, visiting Vietnam, Thailand, and ending in Singapore, another one of my favorite places. One of our preferred modes of travel is small ship river cruising. It's ideal for solo travelers and those who enjoy the social aspect of travel. The included excursions and the opportunity to meet fantastic people add to the charm. This year, we're hosting two cruises. A, Tulip Time, AMA Waterways cruise in Amsterdam on March 31st, and another journey through the south of France on Riverside Luxury Cruises on April 10th. Both are at the perfect times of the year, not too hot, with flowers in full bloom. We can't wait to share these experiences with our fellow travelers. My years of travel have taught me the importance of being prepared, adaptable, and open-minded. I always advise travelers to research their destinations thoroughly, respecting local customs and traditions. Packing smart is key. Always bring essentials but travel light to enjoy the freedom of mobility. Top tip: safety and health are paramount. I recommend staying updated on travel advisories and health tips, especially in today's ever-changing global environment. And let's not forget travel insurance. It's a small price to pay for peace of mind. Finally, immerse yourself in the local culture. Try local foods, engage with locals, and explore off-the-beaten-path locations. Every destination has its unique story, and the best way to experience it is by embracing it wholeheartedly. Travel, for me, is more than just visiting places. It's about connecting with people, understanding cultures, and discovering the stories that each destination holds. I look forward to sharing this passion with you all and helping you uncover the hidden gems and breathtaking experiences that our beautiful world has to offer. Let's embark on this exciting journey together. Join me on this incredible journey with Village Media as we explore the world's wonders, one destination at a time. Next week, I'll delve into the exciting world of solo travel. Whether you're longing to journey alone, seeking companionship in a small group, or hoping to spark a new romance on the road, I'll cover it all. I understand the frustration of solo travelers facing the single supplement, and will offer great suggestions to avoid these extra costs. We'll also revisit my current travels, including a nostalgic return to Hong Kong after 26 years, exploring its evolution and why it remains one of the safest travel destinations. Expect weekly travel tips and don't forget to follow my real-time adventures on social media. Stay tuned for more. Let me know what you would like as a topic, and if you have any questions, just ask and I will try to answer a few each week personally. For more insights and details about my adventures and travel tips, visit www.lorrainesimpson.com and please follow me on Instagram and Facebook as I share my escapades and tips.